Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I always have a nemesis. Is it me? Am I the drama? As we all know from ninth grade English class, or some other class, I'm not really sure which one. And seriously, I don't know how any of us learned anything back then without the internet. I feel like we were all just sitting cross-legged in a field with sticks in our hands, drawing in the dirt. Anyway, as some of us know from ninth grade English class, Nemesis was the ancient Greek goddess of retribution. So, in other words, when you say you have a nemesis, the implication is that it's your own damn fault. This person has been put on earth to make you pay for something you did. I clearly got a lot to make up for. I have big nemeses and small nemeses. My biggest nemesis, she who shall not be named, or Satan, as I like to call her, threatened to run me over with her car in the courthouse parking lot. So if I look a little twitchy in public, this is why. My second biggest nemesis was, of course, my husband's mistress, who was a nurse in England, but became a cam girl here in the States. And I use the term girl extremely loosely, and snagged my idiot, sex-obsessed husband. But we don't need to talk about that because I am completely and totally over it, and I am fine. I am completely fine. My current nemesis is a cashier. Look, I just want to go to the store, stay 6 feet away from anything with a heartbeat, and purchase my food. Is it really that much to ask? Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone, and we'll all get out of here alive and in record speed. This particular cashier used to work at a store here in town, and I learned to avoid her like the plague. This is what she would do. She would fill a bag with groceries, and instead of handing it to you like a normal person, she would walk all the way around the end of the checkout and put it in your cart. And then she would repeat the process with every single bag. I don't remember what I said to start the war, but I'm sure it was something like, look, we're going to be here all day. And then I made a grab for my bag full of my groceries, and things just went downhill from there. I should have known she had migrated to the other store, we only have two, when I got stuck in a line last weekend that started to snake toward the back. I didn't recognize her at first, but she was explaining to a woman at the head of the line in great and painful detail how the store's rewards points worked. Now, the answer to a question like that is, customer service is at the back of the store. They'll help you. But no, this woman had taken it upon herself to be the face of the entire retail chain and spread goodwill and courtesy to one and all, even if it meant making everybody else in line wait 30 minutes. This may explain why, when she said, "Good morning" to me, I did not respond. A. I never respond because I don't believe in greetings and small talk and crap like that. Handshakes were invented to prove we weren't holding knives, not because we were all that happy to see each other. Courtesy is a pointless waste of time, and yes, I'm a joy to be around. B. It was a good morning about 30 minutes ago when I got in this line. Now, not so much. So she stopped checking out my stuff, glared at me through the plexiglass, and repeated, "Good morning." And that's when I recognized her, my nemesis from the other store. Grudgingly, and because I was clearly being held courtesy hostage, I muttered, "Good morning," jammed my credit card into the machine, scooped up my bags. The checkout is much shorter at that store, so she couldn't hike the Appalachian Trail around the end, thank God, and bolted to my truck. Now I have to skulk into that store, recon the registers, and plan my escape ahead of time. I mean, is it me? Am I the problem? Don't answer that. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.